Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are going to be discussing a movie today that is more than a little unsettling and definitely a lot disturbing. Now, you may have no idea just based on that which one we're going to be talking about today, but this one is just, let's just say this is definitely getting a guilty rating on the deputy scale, and unfortunately, I'm going to go ahead and let you know the score right now, but please don't turn it off quite yet unless you are very sensitive to like religious type movies and find them very unsettling. But the score is below the midway line on the deputy scale, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer to find out what that score actually is. The movie that we are talking about today is Immaculate. Now, I will let you just guess what this movie is about, considering it has to do with a Catholic nun. Immaculate, and then the whole Catholicism and nun. You can kind of guess which way this movie is going, but it's not necessarily as predictable as you think. But at the same time, if you are expecting something scary or like horror, you're going to probably be very sadly disappointed. There's no jump scares. There's nothing that really just kind of stands out as just kind of scary. It's like I said, it's definitely disturbing on like an entirely different level. And if you are sensitive to gore, then this is not going to be one that you want to watch. This one is at times extremely gory. Just, I mean, almost stomach churning for some. I mean, this type of stuff, I mean, it's Hollywood. So, I mean, it's like I can separate out kind of things like that. It really does a lot with kind of the, it's referenced at a couple points in the movie of a specific verse in 2 Corinthians that I'll just kind of paraphrase here, but basically that Satan can sometimes disguise himself as an angel of light. Now, don't worry, that's no spoilers. That's not a spoiler in any way, shape, or form in this movie. But the main character in the movie is she is Sister Cecilia, and she's from the United States, but she travels over to Italy because she wants to say her vows. And she ends up going to this like type of convent that's basically a hospice for old nuns. And she ends up finding herself in a very complicated situation. So she is basically trying to find a way to remedy this once she realizes what's going on. And how she remedies it is that's some of the stuff that's a little bit more stomach churning on that. There's a line in this movie that fits so perfectly. It says, "Life is so cruel that only a man could be responsible." Now, it sounds very like a man-hating thing, but that's actually not where this movie goes at all. Score-wise on Immaculate, I really struggled with this one. It's like, personally, I wanted to give it a much lower score than I critically gave it. Critically, I mean, I have to look at the story that they were trying to tell, and I have to look how well it's portrayed, how well it's going to be for people, things like that. I am only giving Immaculate a 4.25 out of 10 on the deputy scale. And actually, that's actually being a little bit generous, just to be honest. Like I said, if you're expecting the typical type of blood and gore horror with the jump scares and all of this, you're going to be sadly disappointed. It does succeed in telling the story it's trying to tell, but it's just so clunky along the way that you almost kind of get lost as it's trying to tell that story. So, if you are very strong in your Catholic faith and you are sensitive to movies such as this, this is one I would definitely avoid. If you are not one of a strong faith, things like that, and the movies like this don't bother you, honestly, wait till it comes out on digital, just because with the cost of movies these days, it would be really hard to justify this. And this is one of those ones that I was trying, somebody was asking me like 2 days after I saw this, what movie I had watched. I was able to describe it to him, but it's like, I could not even remember the name of the movie. I literally had to refer back to my notes. So it definitely falls in that watchable but forgettable category. There are certain scenes that'll stay with your brain at least temporarily, or maybe some for some people longer than that. But this one's a hard pass, at least for a lot of people. There were a couple other people in the movie when I went to go see this in the theaters, because I saw this in the theaters like everybody else. And I just kind of stopped them and asked. There were three different people I stopped and asked as they were like leaving the movie. And I asked them what they thought. And this one dude was literally just shaking his head no. The gal he was with, I don't know, his girlfriend, wife, and she said, that was disturbing. And I was like, yeah, but I'm like, the kind of disturbing that gives you nightmares? And she goes, no, just the kind of disturbing that I feel like I just lost an hour of my life. Oh, this movie's like an hour and a half long, but I get what she meant on that. And then I just kind of described it. I also thought it was very unsettling. And there was one of the other gals that she pointed right at me. And she goes, that's the word I was looking for. And I was like, oh, cool. So sometimes it just works out that way. But like I said, ultimately, I am just giving this a 4.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And of course, a very guilty rating. So be sure to come back tomorrow, as I will have some of the new releases this weekend for you. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.